Here we've got a classic case of accidentally being in the right place at the right time. I was outside with my family. My brother was visiting with his wife and kids, and we were just having fun in the yard, just messing around, watching the kids play. And I saw this squirrel running past on the fence. I happened to have my camera with me, so I grabbed it and snapped a few shots. At the time, I wasn't that good at operating my camera, and because of that, I didn't quite nail it how I wanted it to. I didn't quite get the focus right on this photo. I probably should have used a faster shutter speed, but man, it's better than no shot. And somehow, even though it was a 50 millimeter lens, I was able to get myself in the right position so that the subject was in the right position. And that's one of the tricks with using this lens for wildlife photography. It's tough because you have to move yourself so close to your animal subjects. Sometimes I think I'm a tad too critical of my own photos. I think this photo is actually not that bad, but when I look at it, all I see is, oh, the tail's out of focus. Oh, the fence is out of focus. But really, it's not bad if you think about it. And he's got that little acorn or something in his mouth. One of the advantages of a DSLR is you have this fast autofocus. DSLRs use what's called phase detection, whereas most point-and-shoot cameras use contrast detection. And that means, well, how it focuses doesn't really matter. What it means in practical terms, though, is that on a point and shoot, you might notice there's a delay. When you press the shutter button, you typically have that green square that's kind of hunting around. Then it goes beep, beep, and then it takes the photo. And there's always this delay. On DSLRs, that focus happens instantly, almost. It's like fractions of a second. And so you get this lightning quick focus, which in this case worked out well because I was focusing on the kids or something else, and I turn around and then quick grab the shot of the squirrel. The downside, though, is that DSLRs are big and bulky. And the bottom line is, whatever you got, whether it's a point and shoot or a DSLR, it's important to know your equipment and know how to use it, because you never know when a photo will present itself. And when it does, you don't want to be fiddling with the dials and buttons and knobs in your camera. You want to just take the photo.